Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Now, this morning we're going to be discussing accents and what sort of accent you have, or like, you know, what sort of like accent you sometimes like change to in order to like, you know, fit in and stuff. But even if you like sound really, really posh, you might be putting on a Belfast accent without even realising it. So we'll have that discussion this morning. Emmett Kerwin is going to be with us. He's a whole new show on this very topic. So we'll be talking tongues with him this morning. 51551 for your text, because people like to get involved and they get very upset because they think everyone is speaking an American accent. But there is a theory from Emmett Kerwin that might leave you well and truly stumped. Have you had your morning coffee yet this morning? Well, get to the shops now. I don't think it works like petrol pumps, does it? But the price of coffee is skyrocketing as the weather hits the global markets. What is going on? The wholesale price of Arabica beans, which is the world's most popular variety of coffee bean, has reached a near 50-year high this week. 50 years since 1974, risen by more than 18% this year alone. And Robusta beans, which are traditionally the cheaper ones than Arabica, are also seeing record price increases. And this is all to do with weather concerns in the big growing countries, which are Vietnam and Brazil. So Vietnam is the world's largest producer of the Robusta, the cheaper coffee bean. They've suffered from dryness during the growing period and then heavy rains at the start of the harvest, the worst conditions imaginable. And in Brazil as well, they do all the Arabica beans. They had a lengthy dry spell and they have huge concerns about supplies in the country. And the consumption of coffee goes up and up every single year around the world. I mean, here among just our team, anecdotally, we've heard of the €4 takeaway black coffee has arrived. And they were reminiscing on a fond time a year or two ago when they were cursing the €3 Americano takeaway coffee. Indeed, it was $2.50, not 100 years ago. €4 for a takeaway Americano. And you don't know if you're having Arabica or Robusta, which I've only discovered this morning. It's a very cheap and expensive one. So that's what's happening. That's climate change walloping you in the pocket, whether you believe in science or not. That's how science will just get you in the end. Dodgeball is a very fast-growing sport in Ireland, and this country is now going to be hosting the European Dodgeball Championship in 2025. Geek.ie tells us that most people's knowledge of the sport probably comes from the Hollywood comedy movie Dodgeball, which came out 20 years ago, can you believe? Starring Ben Stiller. It's the fastest growing sport in all of the world at the moment. So the fast rising game is now ducking from ESPNT. This is a game, basically. So Limerick next year, the 2025 European Dodgeball Championship. You'll have 600 athletes from 21 countries, including Ireland. And sadly, we are split from the north. The two different teams, the north has its own dodgeball team and the south have its own, will be competing for top prizes in the European thing. What is it? Dodgeball is a team sport in which players on two opposing teams try to throw balls and hit opponents while avoiding being hit themselves. So very, very simple rules, basically, to get your head around. But well done to UL, because there would have been a fair bit of work involved getting that to your place. Now, in the papers today, there's a story about a major Irish band who performed in somebody's home. And now this band is so big that they can now go onto the continent and they have super fans over there. Caroline de Klerk is one of those super fans. She's a musician. She's originally from Belgium, now living in Deutschland. Big, big fan of this Irish band since their first album was released in 2008. And she got quite the thrill at her front door, her apartment in Berlin, from where she joins us live this morning. Good morning, Caroline.
Hi, good morning. How are you doing?
How are you doing? Congratulations on winning this competition. Who showed up at your front door?
apparently Daniel Donoghue and Glenn Power. Incredible.
Of the script. So incredibly,
yes.
Apparently, you didn't quite believe your eyes, did you? When you opened the door, there's Daniel Donoghue and the lads from the script.
No, not really, no.
You entered a competition?
Yes, I entered a competition, yeah. Yes. All I had to do was leave an emoji and I made it real, and then I had to fill out some form with my name, address, that's it.
Yeah.
And then I received an email, and at first I thought it was a scam, obviously, because we all receive these scam emails.
We don't believe anything.
Like,
no,
oh, congratulations, yeah. You won a contest. And I was like, oh, wait a second, I actually entered this.
So the script we're coming to perform in Berlin anyway. This was a competition. You didn't quite believe it until you didn't believe it, I suppose, until you opened the door. Is that right?
Exactly. Yeah.
And what happened? Much screaming, collapsing, swooning.
Well, there's, you know, people have different reactions. I'm not a screamer. I just like get shocked and I can't, you know, produce any noise at all. So that was happening. And I couldn't speak, I couldn't talk, but I let them in, obviously, and then they were meeting my friends and they were setting up, and next thing I know, they were playing my favorite songs in my living room. It's incredible.
That's a gorgeous moment.
Yeah, really, really a dream. Like, a dream I didn't think could come true, you know.
Tell us how much this band means to you.
Oh, man. Like, they were my favorite band when I was a teenager, you know. They're the first ones that I was really listening to. And when I was learning how to play music, I wanted to learn The Man Who Can Be Moved on the piano, you know. And that was, like, my ear training exercise, The Man Who Can Be Moved. And to this day, I still play it when I feel lost or have writer's block or something. I just go to the piano, play that song, and I feel all the feelings again, and I remember why I'm doing all of this again, you know. So.
That's the way they go. There was also a very special treat because you're a musician, you write and you play your own music, and they did something really special for you.
Yeah, man, they offered to play my song with me. I still start crying when I think about it. It's amazing. So they played a full set. And afterwards, they were like, show us your song, show us the chords, give us the chords, we'll play it with you. And I was like, wow.
Oh, wow. Your own original song. And they didn't know in advance. They just literally do it there and then in your living room.
Yeah, they showed up. They saw my piano. They saw my guitar. And so they had questions, you know. They were like, oh. And I was like, yeah, I write too. And then in a moment, I thought, like, Caroline, you cannot say this to these big people. Like, are you insane? But I did that. And I'm happy that I did because... Yeah, they really wanted to play with me, and so we played my song, and they loved it. They sang along, and it was amazing. Yeah,
amazing. And then the following night, you actually go to the concert in Berlin.
Yeah, they invited us all to come and see them. Like, I was gonna go anyway, but now all my friends have to go with me as well. And
Well, what an unforgettable experience.
Yes, truly.
It's a thrill for us as well to know there are Belgian fans. Obviously, you're now living in Berlin, and German fans as well of a band that starts small in Ireland and becomes big right around the world.
Yeah. Well, they're big in my heart anyway. Yeah. But definitely in Belgium also. Yeah, everywhere. Yeah.
Well, thanks a million for sharing your story with us, Caroline. Do you speak Flemish or French? How do we say Happy Christmas to you?
Vrolijk Kerstfeest.
Oh, well, okay, well, I'll leave it there. I'll say Joyeux Noël to cover the French
part. Thank you. Well, happy Christmas to you too.
Same to you, Caroline de Klerk. Thanks so much for that. And Caroline de Klerk telling us about the script showing up at your door. And, like, imagine if you're the super fan and they're the crowd you love the most. I mean, what a lovely time. There is also great news, more great news for Irish Oscar-qualified short films. We mentioned here yesterday that Brendan Gleeson has jumped on board with The Boat as executive producer to help their campaign, because it's like an election campaign. And Colin Farrell has got behind the Irish short film Room Taken as exec producer. That's directed by TJ O'Grady-Payton, written by Michael Whelan. It's about loneliness, grief and the immigrant experience. It has qualified for the Oscars long list. Because it won the Cleveland International Film Festival, another award at the Manhattan Short Film Festival. So now Sharon Horgan is championing another Irish Oscar-qualifying short film, which is, again, it follows on from the script, really, because of this extraordinary talent, this boom in talent we're having from Ireland across the world. This short film is called Calf. I've heard about this because a friend has told me to watch this film. So Sharon Horgan's come aboard. She's executive producer. The film is written and directed by Jamie O'Rourke. And Calf, it's rural-based. It has domestic violence in its theme, and it's basically about a sinister farm accident that leaves the protagonist, Koch, with a terrible decision to make. So Sharon Horgan said, "Calf got under my skin, stayed with me for days. Jamie O'Rourke is a true singular talent, and it's a privilege to get to be part of the team around this brutal but beautiful piece of work." So that is definitely on my watch list. Omeletto, O-M-E-L-E-T-T-O, so as an omelet O, is the place you can go online to watch Calf and the other short film I just mentioned there, Room Taken. So it's a mighty recommendation coming in our direction. People are very upset online because it's just been announced they're going to remake a beloved American movie, American Psycho. Do you remember Patrick Bateman with Christian Bale doing an incredible turn on Bret Easton Ellis's American Psycho? It was directed as well by Mary Harron. Unusual for basic comedy horror to be directed by a woman. It was the year 2000. Extraordinary film. They are remaking the film with Austin Butler of Elvis fame to take on the lead role. And the director is Luca Guadagnino, who is he's done a lot of good things lately. Call Me By Your Name, the tennis drama Challengers. So he's going to remake the film. People are upset about it. Austin Butler, he'd be very good at it, but there's no need to remake a classic, surely. It came out in the year 2000. Here's a classic scene where Christian Bale, as Patrick Bateman in his yuppie apartment, kind of extolling the wonders of Huey Lewis and the news, as he prepares to do onto Jared Leto, the cartoon violence that the title suggests.
He's been compared to Elvis Costello, but I think Huey has a far more bitter, cynical sense of humor.
Hey, Abercrombie.
Yes, Alan?
Why are there copies of the style section all over the place? Do you have a dog? A little chow or something?
No, Alan.
Is that a raincoat?
Yes, it is. In 87, Huey released this. Four, their most accomplished album. I think their undisputed masterpiece is Hip to Be Square. A song so catchy, most people probably don't listen to the lyrics. But they should, because it's not just about the pleasures of conformity and the importance of trends. It's also a personal statement about the band itself. Hey, Paul!
We'll leave it there. You know what happens. There's a shiny hatchet, very shiny hatchet involved. It is comedy. That's such a great movie. And it's a great story as well because it's based on the kind of 90s corporate boom where, you remember, incorporated companies were being treated for the first time as a separate legal entity of its own. So Ellis kind of imagined a human who might think like a limited company, hence American Psycho. Leave it alone, we say. But also, I wouldn't mind seeing Austin Butler as Patrick Bateman at the same time. Dancing with the Stars continues to unveil its various celebrities and Irish Olympian who is with us, really bubbly, effervescent fella Jack Woolley, is the fourth celebrity to join the cast, which starts again in January. Well, it starts for us in January in terms of watching it. They go into training straight away. That's a good one. He's the first ever athlete to have represented Ireland in Taekwondo at the Olympic Games. You know all about Jack Woolley. Great character from Tala Direction there. He is joining comedian Garrod Farrelly, Mrs. Brown's Boys actor Danny O'Carroll, and a former Miss Universe Ireland on the list so far. And they're announcing them, I think, every single day between now and the end of things. Now, given our accents discussion today, let's hear from a fella who sings in his own. He's pure. He's from Dunamead in Dublin. He does a great rendition of this. Good morning, all.